You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground Ipsy, a conversation about this week's Concentrate Media online story about what's going on in the Ypsilanti area. I'm Lisa Berry, and we're joined by On the Ground Ipsy project manager Sarah Rigg. And hi, Sarah, what are we talking about this week?
Hi, Lisa. So I know that local people are very interested in getting back and forth from the city and township along Huron Street, but it's pretty dangerous there at the I-94 overpass. And so there's been talk about creating a safe pedestrian crossing there for a long time, and it's finally getting some traction this year and next year. And I have brought with me Bonnie Wessler, who is a project manager with the Department of Public Services at the City of Ypsilanti.
Welcome, Bonnie. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
So we're talking about the long-awaited pedestrian pathway project over 94 in Ypsilanti. How long has this been in the works?
It has been studied and talked about at least since 2004, when the first official engineering study was done, engineering feasibility study was done. It was brought back in 2014 with the help of the county and Washtenaw Area Transportation Study, who performed another feasibility study, and we've just been rolling with that since then.
It's a done deal. When is it going to happen?
2022, right now. But, you know, with 2020 and 2021 and COVID, we're hoping 2022.
Right. Now, has work begun, or where are we in the process?
Design work has begun, and we've secured the majority of the funding needed for the project. So it's as close to a done deal as a transportation project can really get.
And tell me about funding. I understand that was not a simple process.
No, we've assembled funding from a number of sources. Transportation Alternatives Program grant makes up the bulk of the funding. We also have funding from a Natural Resources Trust Fund grant. And we have funding from our local partners, the Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation Commission, as well as from both the City of Ypsilanti and Ypsilanti Township. And we have other grantors hopefully on the way for this project.
What can you say to people listening to help them better understand? I mean, we talk about this for 20 years. How complex of a process is this to get it all together?
Well, because it's the boundary between the City of Ypsilanti, the Township of Ypsilanti, and is a MDOT jurisdiction, it's pretty complicated because everybody has to be on the same page at the same time with available resources to bring to the project. And then also there's the Federal Highway Administration also gets involved when you start talking about making alterations to the freeways. So fortunately, we've been able to design the project, so at least we don't need to get the federal highway involved, but we still had to coordinate the City of Ypsilanti, Michigan Department of Transportation, Township of Ypsilanti, and all of our funding partners at the same time. So the stars have finally aligned.
We're talking about the long-awaited pedestrian pathway project over I-94 in Ypsilanti, and who will benefit from that? If you're not intimately familiar with that area or that intersection, who's going where, and what will be some of the benefits?
Well, we know many of the residents of the City of Ypsilanti like to travel over 94 to get to their jobs just south in that industrial park there and their commercial area there. But also there's the Kroger a little bit further down Whitaker Road and the large library that people like to travel to. There's also a number of recreational resources. Ypsilanti Charter Township has the lovely North Bay Park, which connects to the border-to-border trail, and also Rolling Hills Park. And people, if they want to bike to Rolling Hills Park, currently have to bike in the middle of traffic that is trying to merge onto 94. So it's a challenging prospect for a lot of people to get from the north end to the south end. And it's also challenging for people south of 94 to get to all of the many wonderful resources that the City of Ypsilanti has to offer, like downtown, Depot Town, Eastern Michigan University, the bus system, our lovely parks. So this will really go a long way to fostering connectivity between the two communities.
And Sarah Rigg, who else did you talk to and interview for this week's On the Ground Ipsy online article?
So there are so many parties involved that I want to make sure that I talk to at least one person from the city, one person from the township, and somebody on the county side of things. So I also talked to Mayor Lois Richardson as not just in her governmental role, but as a representative of somebody who lives on the south side of Ypsilanti, who might like to travel back and forth in that area and is concerned about her friends and neighbors traveling in that unsafe area. I also talked to Mike Hoffmeister, who's with Public Works on the township side of things, and they talked a little bit about the work they're doing to connect this pathway to the other non-motorized pathways in the area, the hike, bike trails and all that. And then I talked to Peter Sanderson at Parks and Rec, who was one of the funders for the project. And he also talked a lot about how this is going to not only get people back and forth over 94, but connect to several other trail systems in the area. Lois Richardson says that, you know, maybe the conversations weren't formalized before 2004, but that she remembers before she even got on the council back in around 2000 that they were talking about it at that time. So it's a long time coming.
Bonnie Wessler, you're a project manager for Ypsilanti's Department of Public Services. Is this how it usually goes, or is this a special project?
This is a special project, absolutely. We are not only just thrilled to have this project, we are super thrilled, if such a thing can exist,
sure,
that Ypsilanti Township is, they're planning to tie in a lot of their hike and bike trails to the south. So we'll have not only this bridge bridging the communities, but we'll tie in to new paths that are planned there to provide even better and safer transportation to people. On the north side, we're partnering with MDOT to add bike lanes to Hamilton and Huron. So we'll have just more connectivity across the board, a far better environment for pedestrians and bicyclists, and safer for everybody, honestly, both drivers, pedestrians, bicyclists, just absolutely everybody.
So we're not just talking about one walkway. We're talking about a number of things that kind of got bundled into this.
Yep, this project is a catalyst, because before this project was really hitting the road, so to speak, there wasn't much reason for the township of Ypsilanti to build trails this far north on Whitaker Road or Huron Street. I forget what it's called at that point. And without this project going on, if we were adding bike lanes to Hamilton and Huron, they wouldn't have anything to connect to on the south end. So this project has really made a lot of other wonderful things possible.
Anything else you want to add, Sarah?
I use those hike bike trails a lot, and it's going to be exciting to have another area where we can safely pass back and forth from the township to the city. And I also just wanted to let people know, because there is a map in the story, but it's kind of hard to describe how it all connects, and that people might be imagining other places where they have like a walkway that goes up over, you know, an elevated walkway that goes up over the highway. That will not happen here. This will all be surface level, and they're just reconfiguring one of the lanes for the pedestrian path and then reconfiguring the on-off ramps so that people can safely pass back and forth.
Sarah Rigg, Project Manager for On the Ground IPSI, thanks for talking to us, as well as Bonnie Wessler, Project Manager for Ypsilanti's Department of Public Services for On the Ground IPSI here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.